This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I was rooting against Bonte. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. What's up, Lovin? What's up, Spadone? He's got a smile on him. Something's happening back there. Shasky's in the building. Oh, baby. Good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift. All the overnight dancers, all the janitors, all the teachers, all the students, all the cops. I saw a cop pull somebody over. This van thought he was slick. Maybe, hopefully he's not a roaster and he's not listening, but I got off the freeway.
That's gone too far.
The van started running early, right? The light would be red, it turned green, but he decided he wanted to get a head start on everybody. Well, out of nowhere, I see lights. I'm like, I hope that's not for me. Nope, the van got pulled over right there on Market Mission and 3rd Street. Mm. Trying to run the red just a little too early. Mm. So hopefully his day only goes up from here, because he's getting a fat ticket. He did it for like 3 straight blocks and the cop just boop, 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 came out of nowhere. Got to have that Waze on, buddy. Got to have the Waze. All right, anyway, shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Bring the color to the roast. You better bring it, because you don't. If you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Look, we got a lot going on here. We're getting to Niners and Patriots, and replacing Bill Belichick is New England's project right now. We'll get into all that. Caitlin Clark, first year is done in the WNBA. I think she's a special, special player. She's going to win many championships, many MVPs. She's box office. She really is. And I don't get the dialogue that happens online about her and Angel Reese. They're just ballers, and they're different, but Caitlin Clark is one of one. Obviously, the A's have their final game in Oakland today, and I heard Spadone on the way in talking about discussing that. And I get it's bittersweet for a lot of Oakland A's fans, because this is it, the finality of it. I think, you know, it may be refreshing for some A's fans to finally get this done and say, you know what, we've been dealing with this for 3 years, the last game. But today at 12:30 against the Texas Rangers, it will be the last game. And, you know, I am a little worried about what may happen in Oakland. Now everybody's civilized, and A's fans are great. They're going to be on their best behavior, but ripping out the seats, and
there's always going to be a select few of knuckleheads.
I get it. John Fisher comes out with that letter. We could get the Larry Beal sound, and I've heard Trevor May. I seen Trevor May online talking about him, and you know, saying how the players never met John Fisher. He never even came down to meet the players, and it's just a debacle that they're going to Sacramento. Like, I was thinking about it when Spadone was talking. I was like, they're going to Sacramento. What the hell are other away teams are going to be like? What the hell do we do up here? You know, wait till the players poll next year. What's the worst place to go play? And Sacramento's at the top of the list. And it's not no shade at the city of Sacramento. It's more so the ballpark and the amenities that they have up there. But today's it, Shasky, the final regular season game in Oakland, California. Maybe the last baseball game, Major League Baseball game, ever played in Oakland, California.
You know, I was talking with Spadoni, and I kind of want to get into this with you. Like, the older I get, the more I understand, like, a family's traditions, right? Yep. And depending on how big your family is or who you are or where you live in the country in contrast to where your family lives, your traditions are evolving or changing, mm-hmm. or maybe you're creating new ones, right? Like, every year, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? What are we doing for Christmas? You know, what are we doing for Easter, Mother's Day? Like, the big holidays, those things are kind of locked in on our family. It's a big deal, you know? It's a big deal. And I call it the gauntlet come every Christmas. We do Christmas Eve on my mom's side. And then, you know, we usually do Christmas Day with Michelle's family. And these are things that, like, now that we've got a family, we've got kids, it's like, hey, you know, it's really important that we pass these traditions along. And I'm trying to create new ones. And we had a big family party in the summer. And I wanted it's second summer in a row that we've done. And I want to turn that into a tradition. And I was thinking about, like, what are the smaller traditions that, like, we have? And one of them that we've had, and I've spoken to you this with my grandfather and my dad and my brother and me, is going to games.
Yeah.
You know, going to games. And it may not be what everyone else considers like a normal tradition. And I was thinking, like, Carmella in Sopranos, if you've watched Sopranos, she says to Meadow, you know, let's go into town. Every year on this day, we get dolled up and we go into town. Some people, it's going into downtown San Francisco or downtown Oakland and getting dressed up during Christmas and maybe going and seeing a play or just having a meal with the girls or whatever. I know the Porter side of the family, all the girls get dolled up and they go downtown and they have like a girls luncheon, you know, and everyone's got their traditions. But going to sports games, for my family, was one of our traditions. Whether it's going to the Niner games on Sundays, going to Giants games with my dad during the week on Wednesdays when I was a little kid. That was Wednesdays were his day off when he was doing plumbing because he used to work on Saturdays. And it's like, how many people out there right now, their tradition that they were hoping to pass on to their family or to share with their family as they got older was going to A's games. You know, and it freaking sucks. It sucks that this particular owner is ripping that tradition away from you. And I believe, I know it's a business, and I'm Mr. You know, Wall Street, and you know, you always make fun of me on the Charles money stuff. Schwab. And it's real. Like,
money.
You know, that's it's real. Like, that's what it is. This is business. There's also a civic duty to the community, I believe, that these teams have. I'm not saying that every move they make has to be with, oh, what does Johnny and Ingleside think? Or, you know, what does Joe Spadoni and Lake Merritt think? Like, that's not what I'm saying. But there's a civic duty to represent your community. And for far too long, the Oakland A's have had Oakland across their chest and have not represented the community. No. And it's like, travesty is a word that we throw around. No, this is a legitimate travesty, what they've done, because they're ripping away a tradition and they're selling short on a community that has loved them back, and the A's have never loved them back in return. And it's just an absolute joke.
Yeah, well said. It is a joke. I mean, the owner's never visible. Doesn't stick around for games. You don't even know if he goes to games. And you think about the Raiders after losing the Raiders. Now, a lot of Raider fans have followed the Las Vegas, and they still represent the Raiders. But that whole scene where it kind of played out like the A's, where you didn't know when their last game was. You thought it was a Monday night game. Then it wasn't a Monday night game. Then it was a Jaguar game. Then it was. Like, it was just a mess. And so for this, I think the finality and the realization that, hey, this is it. This is it. We're going to be sad. And this will be the last time you see the Athletics on the field in Oakland, California at the Coliseum. And then what do you do at the Coliseum? There's no pro sports teams in Oakland anymore. It's really a travesty. And I thought, you know, we've argued back and forth with this, but I truly believe this could be a two baseball market. You know, I truly believe that this could be a two NFL team market. And I'm going to miss the fact that I don't get to go to a professional game every single week or have the option of going to a pro game every week. And just the community itself, and who knows about the politics and everything. It just seems so easy. Not easy, but if John Fisher had all this money, and he has all these good friends who have a lot of money, and the fact that you tried to stick it to the city and suck them dry for every penny to get you a stadium, because that's what he's doing in Sacramento, is just getting a handout. And he's going to be looking for a handout in Las Vegas. The fact that you tried to run that city dry, knowing their history, knowing what's going on economically in that city, in Oakland, California, and you still tried to stick it to them. You still tried to act like you're in Silicon Valley. No, 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 no. You're in Oakland, California. You got to pony up. and your Q rating, like John Fisher botched it so bad. He builds a stadium and he fronts most of the money. He's a god out there. You're a god. You own the entire market. You're getting 35,000 fans a night, I guarantee you, with a new stadium.
If you say the name Peter McGowan, what do people think?
Save the Giants.
I mean, he's saying,
save the Giants.
One, not only did he save the Giants, Bonte.
Save baseball in San Francisco, man.
And I would take it a step further. I think he created an entire neighborhood that's robust. Yeah. I mean, think of Mission Bay and China Basin and what it is today and what it was 25 years ago.
There was nothing down there.
30 years ago.
It was empty warehouses. It was nothing. There was no reason to drive down into that area of San Francisco. And no reason at all.
To your point about, like, the Raiders, I think... So, like, football's football, right? And right. It's crazy. And, like, football is always going to be, like, as a sport, it's just going to be a fervor. And it can take over a town. I'm not saying it can't. Of course it can. It's the top sport for a reason. The passion's through the roof. There's nothing like when a baseball team is good and it's captured the heart of a city and the day-to-day, in and out, the beat, the heartbeat. We felt it here in the city.
Yeah.
When the Giants took over this town in the 2010s, like, it was different. Wasn't there buzz around that ballpark?
Orange and black everywhere in the city. You had to be down there. Even if you didn't have tickets for the game, you just wanted to be down there. You just wanted to be around it. You wanted to be around it, whether it was food trucks out there, whether it's popping firecrackers, smoking your weed. You just wanted to be in the vicinity of the ballpark to feel the buzz, to feel the energy, try to get a shot on TV after the game, do whatever you got to do, go to the bars, party all night. It was contagious. It was contagious. And the A's, when they were humming, it was contagious.
Yep.
But the owner failed them tremendously. Dave Cavill talked all that talk, failed that community tremendously. And how many different sites did they have?
Five.
I mean, San Jose, Fremont, Howard Terminal, Lady College, the Coliseum. I mean, it was an absolute nightmare.
But you have to actually put your money where your mouth is and deal in good faith. And I think that at the end of the day, it's pretty obvious. I mean, Bonte, they had no intentions of ever actually, you know, putting a shovel in the ground.
No,
you know,
none
this is one of those classic, you know, you have an open house and people just come in to just check stuff out. They have no intentions of buying, which is fine. Right. That's what an open house is.
Right.
But you can kind of sniff it out from a mile away where you're walking around and they're not buyers.
No.
Right. And so I look at Fisher and it's like, he was that guy at the open house that walked around and just wanted to snoop around and waste everyone's time. And then he's over there talking to the realtor, you know, soaking things up, standing in the way of people who were really actually trying to buy a home and asking legitimate questions while they have a face-to-face. And he's just wasting everyone's time and money.
Yep.
And it's just an absolute joke. And I don't know. I feel for A's fans. I think that their last 20 years has been one of the most cruel 20 years a sports fan can go through in terms of the yo-yoing of talent, in terms of the heartbreak that they've had in the playoffs. They have been successful. They have found a way. I'm talking about business side. I mean, the baseball side, not the business side. They have been able to find talent.
Well,
and they just keep pulling the carpet out from underneath their own fans.
Well, they may have been ahead of the game. They had to find different ways to be innovative and evolve and do things with a small budget. And you give, you know, a lot of people give Billy Beane heat, but he found a way to keep that team competitive. They laid the model out that the Tampa Bay Rays use right now.
Yeah.
They stole their model. You know, a lot of teams have tried to run the model of the Oakland A's to try to find cheap talent and try to maximize, you know, talent that has flown under the radar for so long and maximize that talent. And, then, you know, obviously they're a breeding ground for other teams or whatnot, but I thought the A's were innovative. They were ahead of the curve in the 2000s, the early 2000s and 10s or whatnot. So it is terrible when you think about that history, that rich tradition. It just, you bring up the last 20 years. I'm a couple of Raider fans with that. The last 20 years of Raider football in Oakland, California, what was it, one playoff appearance? One playoff appearance? And so then you got that, and then you got the Oakland A's. It's been a gut punch for Raider and A's fans in Oakland, California, as a sports fan, and not to mention the Warriors. Who, look, the Warriors still do a lot of things in the community in Oakland, California. They still have a lot of roots in Oakland, California. Business sometimes matters. And the Warriors' business model is you had to do what you had to do to get that waterfront stadium at Chase Center. You had to do it. It wasn't going to happen in Oakland. It wasn't. So it's a sad day. It's a sad day at 12:30. I know A's fans are going to be shedding tears. The shots of the fans in that crowd. It's going to be sad. It's going to be very, very sad that a tradition is officially over around 3:30, 4 p.m. in Oakland, California when it comes to their baseball team.
Well, and I look at it that, you know, this individual doesn't deserve it. I'm talking about John Fisher. He doesn't deserve anything that he's getting over the next couple of years, which is all these handouts. And, you know, Vivek is coming for that team. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like he's trying to, which is a smart move on his behalf. He's just waiting for the cookies to crumble, and he'll be left with his hands out, getting all the crumbs, and at some point, a big chunk of that cookie's going to fall right into his hands. I have a hard time believing that anything's going to get done in Vegas.
I don't believe it. I mean, I don't know. When we were in Vegas for the Super Bowl, I was in an Uber car, and it was a big-time sports fan. He was a Cowboy fan, so I started grilling him about the baseball and stuff like that. He goes, dude, the Tropicana, yeah, sure, we're tearing it down, but nobody's paying for that stadium. No, we're not. And not everybody's on board in Nevada with the Oakland A's moving over there to Las Vegas. So that in itself, you're moving out of Oakland just to move out of Oakland. Now you're going to Sacramento, you still have no home. You still have no home.
All right, if I were to bet you right now, we're having these same conversations 2 years from now. What do you think regarding Sacramento, Vegas?
Oh, I think Portland's still in play for the A's. I think Salt Lake City's still in play for the A's. Honest to God, okay. I don't even know if Vegas is going to happen.
I don't either. If Vegas happens to me, it's an expansion, and they charge an arm and a leg for an expansion fee. If you're the league, it feels like MLB wants to get to 32 teams. I think Nashville, Portland, Utah, those are all obviously places that want to get it. It just sucks. And here's the other part of this, and I know how these things work. If you look at market share, and people have been kind of talking about this in Athletic articles and in Wall Street Journal and Business Journal, the Yankees have a huge market share, but they also split because that Eastern Seaboard is very compacted in terms of geography.
Yep.
And there are a lot of transient Phillies fans and Nats fans and Oriole fans and Mets fans. And so you've got a lot of different teams. It's a very populated area.
Yeah.
And they have a huge, huge market share, the Yankees. Don't get me wrong. But if you look at market share and if they move out of Sacramento and eventually leave, the Giants are sitting on a gold mine of money. Look at the Southern California population and look at how the pie is divided amongst the Dodgers, the Angels, and the Padres. And yes, the Dodgers are big. They're behemoths. I'm not denying that. Now look at the geography and look at the map and look at the television markets. If the Giants end up getting Northern California all to themselves.
Well, they are getting Northern California basically all to themselves.
I mean, Bonte, this is...
I mean, for them, and I don't want to make it about the Giants.
No,
because,
I'm not. But what I'm saying is I think the Giants are like... Yeah, get out of here.
Well, look at the Niners, the whole Faithful to the Bay slogan. And the Niners are slowly but surely taking over this marketplace. And soon there's going to be kids in Oakland. There's going to be kids in the entire East Bay. And they say, we're going to be a Niner fan. That's our pro football team here in the Bay Area. We're going to be a 49er fan. And so there'll be a lot to be, but this isn't about the Giants and them controlling the market share. This is, I'm going to give A's fans their due. I don't want to kick them while they're down. This is about them. And a lot of fans that I've gotten to meet over the years, we all know a lot of A's fans that are losing their baseball team. I hope to never experience one of my teams. Hell, I almost jumped off the ship when the Niners moved to Santa Clara. I was irate about that. Irate. These guys are moving to a whole different zip code, whole different region, different area code, possibly a different state. So... You know, sure, the Giants will have all the market share. It's something we'll get into later in the offseason. There's no doubt about that. But today, if we do speak about the A's, it's about their fans. And if A's fans want to call today, it's your show, 888-957-9570, if you want to share some of your fondest memories of going over to the Oakland Coliseum. If you want to share some memories about going over there to the Oakland Coliseum, about all the great baseball you watched, all the great players you watched, whether it's Reggie Jackson and Vida Blue and Catfish Hunter, all the way down to the Bass Brothers and Ricky Henderson and Dave Stewart, to the Giambis and Tejadas and Chavez's and the Big Three with Mulder and Hudson and Zito. You want to share some memories about going to Oakland A's games? Today's your day as you get ready to go. Watch them play their last regular season game in Oakland, California against the Texas Rangers. So 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to get into Niners and Patriots. We got a lot there. Shanahan at the podium. Kind of hilarious yesterday. I found it very, very humorous, that press conference yesterday down in Santa Clara. So we'll do all that coming up here. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking. No compromises.
Winning streak on the line here for the A's. The front runners in the American League West right now, three up on the Angels. Swung on, fly ball, deep right field. They've done it again.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm gonna be a roaster for life.
Dan Shulman on the call there. Scott Hatterberg, one of his many iconic home runs with the Oakland Athletics and the A's, getting ready for their final game in the regular season in Oakland, California. And, of course, if you want to share your memories and discuss some of your favorite moments at the Coliseum, 888-957-9570. And, of course, this comes a couple days after John Fisher, the owner of the Oakland A's, who has not been around at all, wrote a letter to A's fans stating, this upcoming series with the Rangers will be the final games of the A's storied 57 years in Oakland. And while the A's previously played in Philly and Kansas City, Oakland has been home for the greatest era in the franchise's more than 123-year history. Four World Series, we know about six pennants, 17 division titles, seven Hall of Famers, blah, 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 blah. The A's are part of the fabric in Oakland, the East Bay, the entire Bay Area. When Lou Wolf and I bought the team in 05, our dream was to win world championships and build a new ballpark in Oakland. Over the next 18 years, we did our very best to make that happen. We proposed and pursued five different locations in the Bay Area. Despite mutual ongoing efforts to get a deal done for the Howard Terminal project, we came up short. Only in 2021, after 16 years of working exclusively on developing a home in the Bay Area, faced with a binding MLB agreement to find a new home by 2024, did we begin to explore taking the team to Las Vegas. There are millions of dedicated and passionate A's fans in Oakland and around the world. Countless dedicated staff members and Oakland Coliseum employees have poured their hearts into this team, and their efforts have meant so much to our community. I know there is a great disappointment, even bitterness, though I wish I could speak to each one of you individually, which is funny. I can tell you this from the heart. We tried. Staying in Oakland was our goal. It was our mission, and we failed to achieve it. And for that, I am genuinely sorry. Looking ahead, I hope you will join our beloved A's as we move forward on this amazing journey. I hope I will see you again sporting the green and gold. And I hope we will make you proud. That is John Fisher's letter to A's fans a couple days ago. And nobody buys the fact that he tried.
You're a high-level loser, bro.
Nobody buys the fact that he wishes he could talk to every single fan individually and explain what happened. Because you don't go to the games. Yeah, an abundance of opportunities, Shasky, to go speak to the public. When he did speak to the public in Sacramento, he didn't answer any questions. He has more than enough opportunities and chances to reach this fan base. And he failed. He didn't try. And he didn't put his heart into it. So this letter that he wrote the other day, and Larry Beal just eviscerated him. We could play that a little bit later. Just... We'll play it a little bit later. It's 4 minutes long. The fact that he disrespected A's fans once again on the way out. It's just the amount of tone deaf. The lack of accountability. I'm trying to find the words here that he has. It's just appalling. It's actually amazing that he could actually put a letter out and believe this. Maybe he doesn't believe it. Maybe he's just trying to save face. I don't know.
He doesn't care. I mean, he just doesn't care. I mean, just... The guy's a liar, and, you know, what's interesting is, you know, look, if you have one person who doesn't like you, that's one thing. If there are a bunch of people that don't like you, well, maybe the problem is you, right? And I look at his, you know, trying to negotiate with Oakland. He's going to keep pointing the finger at the community, at the politicians, etc. We know politicians suck. I don't care whether it's Oakland, Salt Lake City, you know, Portland, yeah. Vegas, pick whatever city you want, Walnut Creek. Like, I don't trust any politicians. That's just my setting, personally. But, dude, you struggled in Fremont. You struggled, obviously, the San Jose thing was out of his control. You struggled in Las Vegas. You struggled in Oakland. I don't know what the hell's going on with Sacramento. I'm not even going to pretend to know. But clearly, it tells me that The problem is you, John Fisher.
Yep.
It's not anyone else. And I would ask this. How many other competent owners that we know across the sports in just the state of California who have been able to figure out their stadium problem?
Oh, Kroenke, Ballmer, Lacob, the Yorks. Am I missing one? Am I missing any? Oh, Vivek Ranadive.
I was going to say center. Them. So, you know, obviously the Giants. So, you know, I mean, this is... This is what you get. I mean, this is what you get right here, is you get this individual who is a lackey, and there's no other way.
Hey, it's just, let's hear from A's fans. 888-957-9570. If you want to share some of your memories, we had Brody Brazil on about a month ago, and he shared his memories, and his time is coming to an end in NBC Sports California, and he had one hell of a run over there at the company, and to say, to watch this go down in your own backyard, It's wild to me how this could happen. It is absolutely wild. 49er Tone in Brentwood, and then we'll get to Oscar and Stockton. 49ers Tone, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, brothers? Long time no talk. You know, I'm always listening every day. You know, Roaster for life, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
I wanted to call you guys. You know, we can talk about the John Fisher and what he's done. You know. Quadrupling my A's season tickets a couple years ago. Insult to the fan base trying to hand out replica Matt Olson jerseys after Olson was already gone. you know, just all kinds of stuff. I tell you this, though. I won't be there today.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
But I was there last Tuesday. And I'm sorry, man.
Nah, go ahead.
I got to take my daughter, man, on Tuesday. And it's very emotional, you know? I grew up at that Coliseum, you know? I had great memories with my dad. And I got to take my daughter. She's 4. And she had a great time. And this is what he's doing to our community, man. You know? We always been there to support, and this fan base has always got treated like dog, you know what? We always have. All the players that all the good players that had to go because we didn't pay them. I mean, we're talking about the biggest contract was Eric Chavez, and this was almost 20 years ago. He has never invested in this team. He has never wanted to keep a team here, treated the fans like crap, have quadruple season tickets, the cost of season tickets. My Niners season tickets was cheaper than my 24 game pack for 2 tickets for the A's.
Wow.
It went from $400 to $1,600. Wow. And that was after he got rid of everybody, after Chapman left, after Olsen left, and then wanted us to sign up again early to give us a replica Olsen jersey after Olsen already left. Fisher is a pal. But I want today to be a remembrance of our home, of a great fan base. It might not be the biggest fan base, but it's a great fan base. And we have been there through thick and thin. And I want the memories out there for everybody to have the fond memories of, you know, going there with their families. And I just appreciate you guys just giving us the airwaves to, you know, talk about this, and this is like a therapy for all of us, you know. So shout out to all the A's fans, shout out to the Roasters. I love you guys, Bonte, Shansky. I love you guys, man. And you know, I'll call back and we'll get into the Niners. I got a lot of thoughts about that, but today I want the A's fans to embrace the moment and just keep the fond memories going. And you know, John Fisher, he can kiss, you know what.
A hell of a call, 49er Tone. That was powerful.
Hugging you, buddy.
That was powerful. I mean, that.
How do you
feel? I felt everything. I felt everything about that. I mean, you know, somebody here on the YouTube chat, 49er Tone was just waxing poetic, and the guy took his daughter, and he can't even contain his emotions, man, thinking about it. And that's what's today's going to be about for a lot of those fans. And somebody mentioned that, boy, we don't even get a battle with a Bay. And I heard you guys as I was coming in, and, you know, I heard Spinoni all hour. I never got to attend, for whatever reason, I never attended a battle with a Bay in Oakland. Really? I never did. It was
surprising,
kind of wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprising, right? Just never did. But been to a countless A's games over the years. But it is that battle with a Bay and having two teams in the Bay Area, there was pride there because when the A's did go to the playoffs, I knew a lot of Giants fans like myself, we didn't root against the A's. We jumped on board. Hey, go win one. Go get that. Go beat the Yankees. Go beat the Twins. Go beat the Red Sox. And I didn't have it in me when they did get eliminated from playoff runs over the last 20 years to be like, aha, you're choked now. You may use it in back and forth trash talk in the barbershop or whatnot. But just not having that baseball team here, knowing that you're driving by the Coliseum and there's going to be nothing. Like, I take my daughter Dizzy on ice at Oracle Arena. And you park in that lot and you see what's around there. And it gets depressing every time I go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just literally like signs are falling off, screws are popping out, rust is building all over the place, there's spider webs everywhere. It's just like, man, what was the state of the art facility for so long is now this just dump. It's just a dump. And they allowed it to happen. John Fisher allowed it to happen. So shout out to 49er Tone, Shasky. That was really, really powerful right there.
Yeah, I was thinking about all their different playoff runs and all the different moments. And, you know, I walked into the studio today and Spadoni and I were talking and we're just like, close your eyes and think about moments. And like one of the many moments that I think about is Josh Hamilton missing that ball.
Like, I'm like, Josh Hamilton was one of the best players on the planet, and the A's had this magic, and they caught them, and to have that happen in that situation on that day in the sun, and how beautiful the stadium looked, and how vibrant the crowd was, and how, you know, raucous it was, and it was like a perfect encapsulation of what could have been had they actually invested in everything, you know, and that particular run of Giants. I remember when they went up against the Twins, and Zito had that monster playoff series, and it was like, as a Giants fan, I was like, I want Zito, you know, because he was going to be a free agent. And I remember how awesome that team was that they knocked out the Minnesota Twins. They had Joe Mauer and Torii Hunter, and I mean, that was a sick team, and the A's just dismantled them.
Yep. No, they were sick. They were sick. There's a lot of memories here. If you want to share them, 888-957-9570. We got a good guest list today. Jermaine Wiggins from WEEI, the Greg Hill Show. We know Jermaine. We've gone back and forth with him for a couple years now. We'll discuss the Patriots with him, what they're looking like defensively, offensively. Matt Lively, who had a smashing debut on the Morning Roast a week ago. He'll join us here. He's going to bring the heat at 9:20. Jermaine Wiggins will be 8:30. Matt Lively, 9:20 on the River Islands guest line. And all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Oscar and Stockton on the other side. And then we'll keep it moving here. But the A's, if you want to share memories all throughout the day, go ahead and give us a call, 888-957-9570. The floor is yours, because I can't imagine what a lot of diehard A's fans are going through this morning, knowing that their last game is going to be at 12:30 against the Texas Rangers today, against another AL West rival. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Puts the brakes on at second, and the A's take a 7-5 lead on a dropped fly ball by Josh Hamilton.
Well, during a day game, there's a lot of sun up there. Hard to say how the sun affected Josh on that play. It looked like he had it under control.
Hey, it's Verducci from EDH, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Chasky on 95.7 The Game. Sprinkle me, man.
Fox Sports Texas, down there in Dallas. Yeah, they didn't sound too happy there as Josh Hamilton dropped that pop up in the sun. Day game of the A's rally to win the AL West and advance to the playoffs. Man, what a season that was for the Oakland Athletics. Josh Hamilton had a run. It's like a meteor, man. Just came through, boom. 3-4 years, and kind of fell off again with the Angels, but A lot of tradition, a lot of good memories in Oakland, California as they get ready to play their last regular season game. We will shift to 49ers Patriots in the next couple minutes here, but let's get some calls, Shasky. Let's get the calls here as the segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit gotostatelumber.com. Let's get to Oscar Stockton, then we'll get to Nick in San Jose. Oscar, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Oscar?
Oh, man, I was just reminiscing about the A's, man. Back in the day, I grew up in Oakland playing Little League Baseball, sponsored by the A's. I remember my mom taking me and all my four brothers to the championship games, watching Burt Capitanez, Rudy, Joe Rudy, you understand me, Joe Green. My thing is that the new owner, he never invested in the community. And one thing about me and the rest of my fellas that grew up in Oakland playing Little League Baseball, I couldn't grasp of the players, because every year we have a winning team, he get rid of everybody. And it just fell off that, you know, I can't continue to watch and support an owner who just doesn't care about the fans. I mean, you know, fans have been around for many years watching. I grew up on Ricky Henderson, you understand me? Sal Bando, you understand me? This hot, and now just to fathom no A's at the Coliseum. Oakland is just, you know, it's sad. It's a sad day, and for the baseball world not to step up and do something about it. Sacramento don't have no stadium. I live in Stockton. I go by that little stadium. God, that is nothing. That's not a baseball stadium. This is ridiculous, man. This is ridiculous. They don't care nothing about the fans, man. That's sad, man.
Will you still root on the Oakland A's? Or are you done? Are you done with baseball?
No, I can't be done with baseball. I can't give up on the players. The players didn't do it.
Yeah.
It's the owners. I'm not going to. Financially, it's going to be hard for me to go watch them play. But you know, I have lost interest in baseball. You know, because like you say, the Giants, they're not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? With they go back and forth now, and it's like baseball in the Bay Area, it's always been there. You know, it's sad. I grew up playing with Brian Johnson. He played for the Giants.
Yeah, we all Skyline played Titans.
Yeah, exactly. So baseball in the Bay Area was rich from Little League all the way up. And, you know, and I got nephews playing baseball now. It's sad. You know what I mean? Like my brother said, we can't go to the games no more. This is the last day. It's like ridiculous, bro. It's like ridiculous. Coliseum, no Raiders, no Warriors. It's like, wow, man.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough.
I don't know what to say. Like, you were talking about Candlestick, and I remember, you know, the whole build up to Candlestick, and pictures on my phone come up all the time. You know, when you go do Google Photos, they'll be like,
right.
Memories on this right. date, you know, 9 years ago, 15 years ago. And that's why I started the show with the whole tradition thing. It's like you underrate sports and the traditions. And maybe it's not like your normal traditions,
right.
but like it is a tradition to a degree of things that you do with your family. It's part of the bonding and your friends. And you really don't realize how much of an effect it has on your life and your positivity yep. and your feel good until those things get ripped away. You know, yep. And I know they call it the toy department of life, like sports, just in general. It's more than that, though. Right, it's more than that. Like to me, it's the commonality,
yeah.
the common bond. Where other what other places, society, Bonte, do you show up 60, 50, 40,000 deep and high five strangers?
Yeah,
like shoot. You tell me, where you're all dressed up, yep. ready to go, like yep. in your gear, you know. And whether your team wins or loses in baseball, the whole flow out of the stadium,
yep.
there's nothing like it.
Nothing like it.
And like there was nothing like. Outside of New York and some other places, I mean, Philly has this, but like
yep.
the whole BART walk, you know, over the
iconic.
Ramp.
Iconic.
Iconic. The smells. Like all I think of is the smells, the barbecue yep. smells, the weed smells,
yeah.
sometimes the urine smells, the smells coming out, people, you know, hawking stuff and hustling stuff and just the whole vibrance of that parking lot. And it's one of the last great big parking lots,
yep.
you know, in sports as we try to like eliminate tailgating, which sucks. And so I really do feel for everybody in that community. And to your point about that area, it's like that was the seminal piece of that area,
yep.
that stadium
yep.
and that parking lot.
Yeah, you make a good point about the traditions to high five it, people are good. And one thing that's underrated, you know, not only just walking out together, whether it's a loss
it's
or a win, and you're chanting, you're talking trash after a win, or it's dead silent after a loss,
yes.
and you're trying to figure out what happened, but also just getting ready for a game. You know, all these fans who have been attending these baseball games for many, many years, when you get ready for a game, the anxiousness, the anxiety of driving to a yard and you're waiting for that stadium to get into your view, right? You're driving, you're like, man, where are we going to get here? I can hear my daughter now saying, yeah. Papa, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And then that stadium pops up. And you're like, all right, we're going to a game, baby. And you know it's game time. You're going to meet some friends there. You're going to see first pitch. You're going to see the first dribble tip off. You're going to see kickoff. That anxiousness of getting ready for a game. When you throw on your gear. When you take your shower. You're like, all right, what jersey am I wearing? What T-shirt am I wearing? What hat am I wearing? That's now being eliminated. The little things when you get ready for a game. Because sometimes that's better than the actual game.
No doubt. You're now making me get real nostalgic. Because like one of my favorite things, my dad and I used to bring our gloves. This is a Candlestick. And, you know, like Oakland, I see a lot of people bring their gloves and they're playing catch out in front.
Yep.
You see this at Levi Stadium now where kids are playing football catch.
Yep.
And I'm the guy, and I know you do this too, because you're like me. Hey, I'm open.
Yep.
And you're like, throw me one.
Random kids. Always.
And it's my favorite thing in the world. And the next thing you know, you and your boy are lining up and you're doing routes or you're playing catch and it gets a little more serious than
yep.
it should as you're in your jeans.
Yep.
Yeah, all that's going away. And to your point about like just the vibe heading in, there's nothing like the endorphin kick in of walking through a lit parking lot.
Yep.
And when I mean lit, I mean like everybody is cranked
yep.
up. There's just no feeling like it.
You get in there, You walk through the turnstiles. You walk through the gates. You get your brew. You get your soda. You get your nachos. You get your whatever it is. And when you first get to your seats and you look onto a field, whether it's football, basketball, or
the
course, obviously, and there's about 35 minutes till first pitch, or 35 minutes until kickoff, or there's 30 minutes until tip-off, and you're watching all the warm-ups, and you see the video board, and you see the stadium fill up slowly but surely, and you're like, all right, we're starting to rock and roll, baby. It's starting to get going. That's all being taken away. It's all being taken away. So every little thing, whether it's the game, getting ready for the game, leaving the game, meeting new friends, maybe some people met their wives there. Some people met their husbands there. It's just a lot going down the drain that you cannot create anymore unless you become a Giants fan. Today's not the day to be like, hey, hey, fans, become a Giants fan. I'm not doing that. You fan how you want to fan. But the fact that all those traditions are going away today, and by 4 o'clock, an A's fan will not be able to get ready for a game in Oakland, California.
You know, I always think of like the trumpet or whatever the heck right. that thing
Vuvuzela.
Is.
Vuvuzela that they use in the World Cup in South Africa.
Yeah, I remember 2010 for in South Africa, Vuvuzelas, that's what they started doing in like 2012.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Stuff,
yeah. And then you'd get the, let's go Oakland, whether you're walking across the bridge, whether you're in the bleachers, whether you're behind the dugout, or my other favorite part is after a game, I don't care win or lose, packed BART platform when everybody's waiting to get on of the BART to just get a go. Just leave. And you're scrammed in like a sardine in a can in that BART. There's just nothing like it.
No, there's nothing like it.
The
man.
Whole vibe when you see people as you're going to the game and you see people in A's jerseys or you see people in the team's union and you just look over like, yep, we're going to the game.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's just something about it.
You just look at somebody, you know what's on.
And you kinda give them like the little head nod.
You give them a little head nod and you got your game
head nod.
And you got your game face on. And it's like your official game face. It's like we're wearing eye black and we're not even playing.
And you're like 9 stops away. Like, so you know what I mean? You're not even like close to the stadium. There's just nothing like it.
Let's get to Nick, and then we'll get to MC and Trucker George. Nick in San Jose. Not the Nick we know, a different Nick. What's up, Nick?
Morning, gentlemen. First time caller, long time listener. You guys are speaking my language this morning with the Oakland A's. I've been going to the Coliseum with my family. My dad really is the one who got me into baseball since Bash Brothers in like the late 80s. And, you know, we're going to the game today, me and my dad. And, you know, obviously got to send off the team in style and enjoy one last game out there in Oakland. You know, you guys, all these calls.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.